we get it underway this afternoon by welcoming some talented actors right here to the studio. You know, we talk with a lot of actors on the show, a lot of big names, a lot of famous folks. Today, we're going the other route. We're getting them before they get famous, because I have an idea from talking to these two over the last few minutes that when they're famous, they will want nothing to do with us. So we have them here now. They are part of the Dramatic Academy at Penobscot Theater Company, getting ready for their production of Dear Edwina that goes up on November 4th. We are joined here in studio by Miles Green Hammond. Hello, Miles. How are you?
Good.
Great to have you here. And Miles, you play, let's see if I remember this from 5 minutes ago, because that's a long time for me. You play Kid Five and Ziggy, right?
Yes.
Yes. What's your favorite of those two parts?
Ziggy.
Ziggy, okay. Because of the name? Because that's what I would go with. Although five's a pretty cool number. But we'll learn more about that in a little bit. And we have Monica Vijay with us. And Monica, you play...
Scott Kunkel.
Scott Kunkel, who is, is safe to say, striking out in his efforts to get a little closer to Edwina. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. So the show, I know nothing about Dear Edwina. Can you guys tell me a little bit? What's it all about, Miles? What's the story?
It's about a girl named Edwina.
Yeah. I got that much.
And
I read that. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
And it's about a girl who, these people, well, it's a show. It's a show inside of a show about a girl who helps solve people's problems. Oh. Like mine, I need help saving money.
Oh, really? Right. Yeah. Just spending it like crazy? Yeah, yeah.
We bought about, like, a Game Boy, I think.
That's what you do with your money?
Maybe.
You better talk to Edwina and figure it out. Hey, can you tell me more about the show, Monica?
So basically, she puts on this musical in her garage where she makes musicals. So she makes musical numbers out of the letters that everyone sends her. And then her answers to those letters are, like, given out in musical numbers again.
All right, so there's singing in this show, too. Not just acting, but singing and like, dancing and the whole deal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy cow. Are you guys good dancers?
I'm not, but no. Miles is.
Are you a good dancer, Miles? I can see that. The way you've been moving around in the studio, I got a feel for that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're a good singer.
Yeah.
And I saw you guys were doing a little, I wasn't a dance routine, but you're doing, can you do a little, whatever you do, you should see this. I wish you could see what they're doing. It's look at that.
We could just go on forever.
I believe it. That's the kind of thing you don't get on the radio every day. Now, also here with us in studio is our friend Grace Livingston Kramer, who is the Managing Director for Education at Penobscot Theater. How many youngsters involved in this production?
Yeah, there are 16 in this cast.
Whoa.
Yes. They are from all ages, and some of them are experienced DA students like these two over here, and some of them are brand new for the first time this fall.
That's awesome. And under the direction of?
Nellie Kelly.
Fabulous.
Yes.
And who's handling all the music?
His name is Rob Laraway. He's new to our staff.
Oh, very nice.
And it's an excellent find. He's really wonderful with the kids, and he's actually has taken on the task of writing the arrangements for the other instruments as well. So we're very lucky to have him.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, the production, as I mentioned, opens up on November 4th. What about times and how can people get tickets?
Yes, so November 4th at 5 p.m. and then November 5th and 6th at 12 noon. All three shows are at the Bangor Opera House on the main stage, and tickets are $15 for adults and $12 for students.
That is fantastic. All right, now, just a little bit about yourself. My man, Miles, you go to Mary Snow School right here in Bangor?
Yes.
Fourth grade?
Yes.
Smartest guy in fourth grade, probably, I'm guessing, right?
No.
Nope. Top five? He's modest. He's being very modest here.
Top 10.
Top 10. All right, there we go. Now, what do you like to do when you're not acting and doing shows? Are you like Ziggy? Do you like spending money and buying a lot of things? No? You like playing games?
Well, two things.
Yeah, yeah.
Number one, I like to I like to build Legos with my dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
And number two, never mind, I only have one.
Okay, one is good. Now, I have to ask this because this happened with me, with my son. Your dad ever come downstairs early in the morning and scream because in bare feet he stepped on a Lego that was left out? Has that ever happened in your house?
No.
All right,
well, not in the morning, but like during lunch when he brings out the food,
yeah.
He sometimes just steps on like a little piece like that.
Man, oh man. Monica, you go out to the Glenburn School. What's it like out there? Are you pretty much in charge as a sixth grader?
Yeah, totally.
Nice, nice. I like that. Do you have some non-theater interests? What do you like to do for fun when you're not working professionally?
I'm nerdy, so I read.
That's awesome. Great. That's great. What do you like to read?
I like to read a lot of Rick Riordan books.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Percy Jackson series.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I like mystery books and action books.
Fabulous. Well, you got more now. Miles wants to weigh in. What do you got for me?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
What?
I do nothing.
Why did you call me up?
Oh, well, you had your hand up. I thought you wanted to say something.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm excited to see you guys. Are you ready for tech where you get to stand around for long hours and they adjust lights and all that? That's the most fun part of theater.
No, it's not.
No, you guys are pros. How many shows did you tell me you've done, Miles? Four?
I've done four.
Four. And Monica?
I've done... Seven.
Seven shows? Wow. You guys have better resumes than I do.
Yeah, I know, right?
Check it out. Coming to Penobscot Theater, Dramatic Academy's production of Dear Edwina opens up on November 4th. Miles, thank you so much for coming in. Good to meet you.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Monica. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
Break legs. We wish you much luck with the show. Grace, awesome to see you as always.
You too. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you for coming in today. Great way to start.